Bethesda North does a lot of robotic surgeries with a third of the operating rooms equipped with them. Robotic coordinator John Byers walks me into one of them where the patient is having his kidney and ureter removed. We're a safe distance away.
Oh, I warn you, anything that's blue is sterile. We will stay at least 3 feet away from it.
Surgeon Benjamin Nivers sits at a console controlling everything the robot does. He manipulates the machine's arms, and the robot mimics the doctor's motions with 10 times magnification. Small movements on the outside can become micro motions on the inside. Byers points out the Da Vinci Xi and the 40-inch monitor on the wall that we're watching.
So this is the Xi robot. It's a little different than the other robot we have. It's got a different configuration, but it reaches more parts of the patient easily. It also makes it easier for the staff to use and the surgeons to use.
This operating room has other doctors, nurses, and surgical techs in it, driving home Byers' point that the robot isn't replacing anybody.
We still need an assistant. We still need a surgical technician. We still need a surgeon. We still need an anesthesiologist or an anesthetist. We still need a nurse in the room. All the people still have jobs. We just can do the job better with a robot.
Bethesda North and its doctors are embracing robotic surgery, and the $1.7 million Da Vinci robot, according to president of the Bethesda Foundation, Andy Swallow.
Bethesda North is the highest volume hospital in Cincinnati and in Ohio for robotic-assisted surgery, and I think what makes it really interesting is sort of the breadth and depth of types of surgeries.
Robotic-assisted surgery goes beyond urology. Dr. Mark Delworth, the director of robotic surgery for TriHealth, says the machines are being used for heart bypass, gynecology, and general surgery.
And it's really even better than the surgeon himself because you can see better than you normally would. And there's additional benefits. The robot can make you ambidextrous, which most people are not. There is some tremor elimination, so that if you have a slight tremor, just like you have that on your home camera at home, it's a very more sophisticated version of that with the robot.
As we watch the surgery, robotic coordinator Byers explains how the doctor manipulates the robot with three instruments in the body.
The one in his right hand is a needle holder, and he's going to sew probably the ureter closed. I think that's the ureter in his right hand. There's the suture that was just brought in. And in his other left hand, since he has two of them, it's using what's called a prograsp, and it's retracting the tissue out of his way so he can sew this thing shut.
The actual incision is very small, 1.5 inches by 1 inch. The robot magnifies and projects the image in 3D to the surgeon who is controlling all the movements.
And the robot, it's essentially a microprocessor that understands his motions, and there's sensors in these arms that then relay that to the robot that's working with the patient, and it reverses those motions. And of course, like I said before, scales them down, but it mimics exactly. The robot can't do anything on its own. It can only do what the surgeon tells it to do.
Director of Robotic Surgery, Dr. Delbler, says the future is better imaging where doctors can query the robot as to where the tumor is, and that area will light up. He sees other improvements.
In the future, I think the advancements are going to be even more profound. I think that the issue of potentially using natural orifice surgery is going to continue to grow, where you can actually go through the mouth, down through the stomach and operate that way, or go in through the vagina or the rectum and actually do things that way and not have to make any external incisions at all.
Wired.com reports the first robot-assisted cochlear implant in a clinical trial doesn't just enhance a surgeon's dexterity, but gives surgeons superpowers, allowing them to feel through tissue by measuring how the drill bit's force changes against bone or flesh. Science Robotics editor Guanzhong Yang takes it a step further in an editorial wondering where we go from here, comparing robotic-assisted surgery, level 1, to level 4 and 5 autonomy. He says the robot here is not only a medical device, but also effectively practicing medicine. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.